Hey there, coaches. Cam here from Training Talk. Hope you're well. Hey, I wanted to talk to you about a topic today, a question actually. And the question is training peaks too expensive? So I often hear from coaches that they're finding training peaks being a little bit too expensive, a common worry, you know, especially when coaching businesses are worried about expenses and trying to keep revenue going, and especially in these uncertain financial times. So I haven't really put too much thought into this until now, but I think the answer to this is no, that training peaks isn't too expensive. So this isn't an advertisement for Training Peaks or anything, but just bear with me. I think Training Peaks is a great product if all you want to do is one-on-one coaching and sell some training plans in their marketplace. So I've written a lot about how Training Peaks is a good product, but not great if you really want to run a business that you want to grow and scale over time to grow into a long-term sustainable coaching business. In that case, I think platforms, if I do say so myself, Training Talk is a better option for that, because we have a bunch of extra tools like the content managed website, e-commerce, ability to take payments for your coaching plans, ability to scale your business, offer group coaching, a whole bunch of other stuff that you just can't do with a platform like Training Peaks. But back to the subject at hand. So Training Peaks isn't just like any old tool. Like, it's really crafted specifically for the needs of endurance coaches and endurance athletes. And it's packed with analytical tools and features. I mean, in terms of software, it's one of the most complex pieces of software I've ever used. And I've used a lot, lots of different pieces of software. So, you know, whether that's good or bad, hard to say. It's about exactly what you need. But if you were utilizing all of the tools and training plan and Training Peaks, then you know how powerful the tool is. So the issue around pricing is really, I think, is a perception, but this very perception is sort of what limits the funds that they have available to improve the things that are also important, like better support, smoother performance, and continuous enhancements. Where Training Peaks has been really struggling lately, I know they've had a lot of performance issues and they don't necessarily innovate as fast as they used to. All this comes from lack of resources and when they built up a very complex platform, all that sort of thing. So why is it that there's this perception of coaches thinking that Training Peaks is expensive? So I think it comes from the fact that most endurance coaches aren't used to or aware of other similar, probably less complex B2B, business-to-business software platforms out there that are a lot more expensive than something like Training Peaks. And I think because coaches come from, they set their benchmarks on coaching, unless they've come out of a corporate environment, they set their benchmark based on the price of consumer apps. So apps that are designed for consumers like you and me, like Netflix, you know, it's $14 a month or 20 bucks a month or something, and other platforms that we know and well. And a lot of them are free. So a lot of these consumer apps are either free, they're either cheap or they're free. So comparing them to a platform like Training Peaks, particularly the Coach Edition, which is built to cater for businesses, isn't really a fair comparison. So consumer apps, I'll try to explain why consumer apps can be free or cheap. So consumer apps target a much bigger audience, like a massive audience. So this allows them to spread out the costs among hundreds of thousands, or more likely millions of people who may pay a little bit for the software, and they can also use the data and use ads to generate some money as well because they have this massive audience. So Training Peaks could never put ads into its platform to make any money. It would be a horrible experience as well, and they wouldn't be able to sell the data. It's probably because it's too personal with fitness and health data, and again, because the endurance coaching and endurance sports is a relatively small niche, then not many people would wanting to be buy the data, so the data wouldn't be worth as much. So they can't generate money in that way. So they have to have a different model that meets, that caters to the, you know, the specific needs of coaching, which are very unique. And so to do that, they have to have higher prices than consumer apps. So because of this, comparing pricing to consumer apps, like there's a gap in expectations. So instead of weighing up the benefits of a platform like Training Peaks to your business, basically you use it every day, you use it to save hours and hours, hundreds of hours a year than if you're doing having to do everything manually, then it really needs to be thought about as an investment, not as a cost. So what do I think about the future of Training Peaks pricing? So I think they start, because I think, what do they start at? $19 a month for a coach. So that's basically probably running at a loss, I would say, for a company like Training Peaks in a niche. So they really rely on people to add more athletes and pay the premium cost. I think that might be between $8 and $12 a month or something. So those prices, in the context of inflation today, we know that there's been rampant inflation over the last few years, and Training Peaks cost pricing hasn't really increased over that time. So I also know that cloud infrastructure pricing has gone up after many years of hard disk prices all coming down. Now the cloud environments tend to be more expensive than if you were just running your own service. So those expenses are increasing. So I think if I was to hazard a guess, I would say that Training Peaks would probably be likely to increase their prices soon, because I would say that their margins may be being squeezed, and I know ours are being squeezed because of our increased hosting costs over the last few years. So I think, you know, if they do increase their prices, it's not just about unlocking resources so they can, you know, expand and enhance the features, give coaches good support, but also about keeping pace with the financial realities that I was just talking about. Inflation, increased infrastructure costs, increased costs of talent. Like a good software developer is really expensive, and Training Peaks will need quite a few developers to maintain their complex product. So I guess what I'm saying is any potential price adjustment, that'll be more of an essential thing for Training Peaks to continue providing even at the current level of service, and that will allow them to add more innovation and, you know, get better results for coaches and athletes in that way. So if they do raise their prices, it definitely won't be to do with anything with greed or lack of empathy for their coaches and their athletes. It'll be more of a necessity if that happens. So I mean, I don't really know, I'm just guessing, but I think it's probably quite a good educated guess. So if these prices do go up, how do I think you should react as a coach? Well, I mean, you could look for other platforms at a lower cost. There are a few out there. Training Tilt is actually a lower cost at scale. We have a higher low point, so our lowest cost plan is $49, so that's significantly higher than the $19 that you can get Training Peaks for. But then that gives you 30 athlete accounts, and we don't have any difference between a premium athlete account and a basic athlete account. Basically, they're all premium athlete accounts. Sure, we don't have all of the complexity that Training Peaks does, but we've been working hard to catch up on that. And your other option is to bite the bullet and just pay the extra money. And, you know, even if it's a hefty percentage increase, most of the coaches I've talked to are reluctant to put up their own prices anyway. So I think it's a good opportunity to review your own pricing, looking at inflation of your own costs, because any sustainable business needs to pass on their costs to their clients. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's business. So you figure out how much it costs to provide the service to your client, you charge them at least that much, and then you charge a margin on top of that. So that's just a simple formula. Whatever your expenses are, you have to charge that to your clients. There's no point trying to absorb them, because then you'll never have a sustainable business long term. Sure, it might be fine for a little while as you get by with limited income, but that'll get stale pretty quickly, and then you don't want to start resenting your clients because you're not getting enough money to make it worthwhile. So always pass on your expenses to your clients, because that's just the way business works, and you need to maintain your own healthy margins. And of course, platforms like Training Peaks need to maintain their own healthy margins as well. And they need to be healthy, because running a software platform like Training Peaks is a very difficult thing to do. So no one's going to continue to do it if they do not have a healthy margin where they can make enough profit to make it all worthwhile. Otherwise, they'll just go and work for someone else. So that's a really important thing to think about. No one starts their own business unless they get more out of it than what they put in. And that's not always money, but money is a big part of it, especially when you've been going for 20 years, like Training Peaks has. They can't just continue for good vibes forever. They need to pay their staff, pull some money out themselves. So it's all about it, business, making a business sustainable and enjoyable long term. So I would say to you, do not feel bad about passing on any extra costs to your athletes, because that's just the nature of business. They'll be used to it. They've been paying more for everything, more for fuel, more for food. So there's no reason why they should expect your coaching to continue to be cheaper over time, because that just means you start paying them in the end for coaching instead of them paying you. So there you go. So even though I think Training Peaks pricing might be a little bit too low, I definitely don't like their licensing fee that they have been charging coaches in the past, where if you leave Training Peaks and you come back, you have to pay $99 licensing fee. I did just notice on their website that they're waiving that at the moment, so I think maybe they'll end up just turning that off, because that's not a really fair thing. Sure, if they were going to give you some extra white glove service to get you set up each time you go and come back, that would be fine, but I don't think that's what they do. So it's good to see that is gone, at least for now. So there you have it. I don't think Training Peaks is too expensive for most coaches. Sure, I think if you really get to, and this comes back to scalability as well, if you get to a point where you want to have hundreds and hundreds of athletes, maybe just accessing some training plans that you have, then at that point, maybe $8 to $12 a month per athlete does become quite expensive. But that's not what Training Peaks is for. It's not for scaling your business. It's for coaching your athletes one-on-one. So, you'll only ever get up to about 30 or 40 per coach before that becomes difficult to do. Anyway, whereas Training Tilt, once you get up to a certain level, sure, the bottom price is $49, which is a lot more expensive than Training Peaks, $19. But as you scale, each new athlete might only cost a few extra dollars, not 8 to 12 extra dollars. So that's the difference. Training Tilt's built for scale, where you can have like a membership site, hundreds or even thousands of athletes in the platform, not coaching them one-on-one. So it makes sense that they're cheaper to have inside the platform. So anyway, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it, and hopefully see you next time.